It is a Wednesday, and a Brady, g'day.
Hump day, morning fellas, morning everyone.
Now, the British government have rescued an airline. Why?
Yeah, they were struggling, teetering on the brink of collapse. This is Flybe. They are the biggest regional airline in Europe, and they're British. And they've got some very severe financial problems. So for the past 48 hours, it had been touch and go as to whether Flybe would continue trading. They're based down in Exeter in the southwest, and they fly out of Southampton, Norwich, Belfast, Scottish airports. They're a good airline, but they've got some huge financial problems. And one of the issues was this tax bill that was due. So the government has sat down with investors, the shareholders. They've given them a tax holiday. They'll still have to pay the money back, but they've given them a little bit more time to sort that out. More investment from the owners, and the hope is that Flybe will continue. 2,400 jobs are on the line.
Boris Johnson has written a letter and is going to get an interesting response, I would suggest.
Up in Scotland, he has written to Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's First Minister. She wants another referendum on Scottish independence, and she wrote to Boris Johnson immediately after he won the election, and that was her outlining what she wants in 2020. He's written back to her today. The letter has been made public, and Boris Johnson says, "You agreed in 2014 that that referendum was a once-in-a-generation opportunity. Scotland decided to say no to independence, and as far as Boris Johnson's concerned, that is the end of the matter. Only it isn't, because Scotland also voted to remain in the European Union, and they're being dragged out against their wishes, people would see. Many people in Scotland would feel that. So let's see what happens next, but they're on a collision course, Boris Johnson and Nicola Sturgeon.
Interesting times indeed. All right, mate, you have a wonderful sleep. You'll be back with Oliver when you wake up, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.